Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth. This is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and I'm reading to you out of 1 John 2, verses 16 through 29. And happy Sunday. Also, this is this month's prayer episode, so stay tuned till after I read this and pray, because there will be a couple of prayer requests. And so this is what it says. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God live forever. Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belonged to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and so you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful that I am born of you, that I am adopted into your family. I am a child of God. And this is true of those listening today who have invited you to be the Lord of their lives. Lord, you are both Lord and Christ. You are Savior, the one who saves us from our sins. And you are Lord. You are the one we bow to and we obey. So we thank you so much for just the opportunity to be a part of your family, to be in the body of Christ, to be a part of what you're doing in this world. And Lord, lift up our eyes. Would you lift up our eyes to see the fields that are ripe for harvest? And may we pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would send workers. And as we pray that we would be those workers as well. Lord, thank you that life does not end here on earth. And having walked through with some friends who've lost family members to COVID, I know that this is very top of mind. And so, Lord, help us to remember that you are ultimately in control, that you know our first day and our last, that you hold the whole world in your hands and you hold us in your hands. Lord, we don't want to have the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches. Lord, these don't come from you. They come from the enemy of our souls. And so, Lord, your word says that those are actually passing away, but that those who do the will of God live forever. And Lord, I just want to live forever. And I'm so grateful that you've secured that, that there's the Holy Spirit within me is the down payment of my heavenly dwelling. And so help us to rest in that today and help us to forsake the desires that we have inside of us and the desires of our eyes, the lust for more, the pride and riches. As I prayed just earlier, Lord, that we wouldn't be caught up in thinking that riches could save us, or that pleasure will save us, or that anything that we desire will make us happy or save us, because ultimately you are the Savior of our lives. You are the one that went to the cross for us, and we are so, so grateful. Lord, I also pray for wisdom and discernment about the teaching that we receive every week at church, that we would be like the Bereans and go back to the scriptures and see what is really of you and is what is of the enemy or the world. And Lord, we know that there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there, and we need that direct discernment from the the Holy Spirit to understand who those folks are and how to discern and walk away when we need to. But Lord, we just thank you for that word, abide. It means to dwell in, to make your home in, and you have made your home in us. And I pray that we would be hospitable to you, that we would open the door of our lives to you and let you into all the skeletons, closets, and all of that, that we would just rest in knowing that you are with us and that you want to make your home with us. So thank you so much for that, Lord. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day, and stay tuned because we have a couple prayer requests that I will pray for.
I pray that I can be free from a toxic friendship that I've been in for 2 years, and I just want to end it because I thought that some girls that were my best friends actually weren't. They lead me away. They led me away from Christ instead of leading me back. And they were nice to my face in high school. And then they, during our senior year, they started talking behind my back. And it really hurt me. Their names are Taylor, Megan, Julia, Grace, Angie, Paige, and Sid. They broke my heart. And now I pray that they can come back home to Jesus, so he can forgive them what they did to me. Thank you.
Lord, how heartbreaking it is when friendships go awry, and especially when people talk about you behind your back and change the way they treat you. And so I pray for this sweet girl, and I pray that you would help her to know that you love her and you're with her. I pray that you would give her the ability to walk away from toxic friendships and to find ones that would really encourage her in her walk with you, Lord. Lord, I even pray this week that you would bring a new friend her way who really loves her and supports her and loves to point her to Jesus. I pray for those girls that have hurt her. I pray that they would seek your forgiveness. And I pray also that you would possibly in the future bring reconciliation. We know that you're capable of doing that. And I trust you for that. In Jesus' name, I pray. The next thing that you're going to listen to is actually a prayer, not a prayer request, and it is all in French, and it just blessed my heart. And so even if you don't understand it, it is so lovely and so amazing to be able to hear other languages and of people praying. And there may be someone here listening on Pray Every Day who is a native French speaker. So I pray that this prayer that was submitted to me would bless you as well.
Seigneur Jésus, nous disons merci. Merci pour ta grâce, merci pour ta gloire dans nos vies. Seigneur Jésus, nous ne sommes pas parfaits plus que ceux qui sont partis maintenant. Mais ce n'est que par ta grâce et par ton amour que nous sommes encore vivants. Beaucoup ont voulu être à ce moment où nous sommes, mais n'ont pas eu cette chance. Tu n'as pas regardé l'argent, tu n'as pas regardé la beauté, tu n'as pas regardé la taille. Mais tu nous as juste accordé ta miséricorde et nous qui nous en sommes éternellement reconnaissants. Père éternel, nous nous remettons entre tes mains en tant que pécheurs. Nous ne sommes pas saints, nous ne sommes pas parfaits. Nous demandons de nous accorder ta miséricorde. Tu es mort sur la croix pour nos péchés. Seigneur, nous sommes des hommes. Nous péchons par nos pensées, nos paroles, nos actions, par nos omissions. Ne nous condamne pas, ne nous condamne pas. Que ta main miséricordieuse s'étende sur nous et qu'elle nous bénisse. Que ta main nous garde, nous protège. Protège nos familles, protège nos parents, protège nos amis. Que ta main nous bénisse. Bénisse nos familles, bénisse nos amis. Bénisse même ceux qui nous haïssent. Afin qu'ils puissent changer et voir ta gloire. Seigneur Jésus, nous remettons notre jeunesse entre tes saintes mains. Donne-nous l'occasion de te connaître et de vivre avec toi. Vivre une paix que toi-même tu peux donner. Vivre une richesse éternelle que toi-même tu peux donner. Vivre une joie éternelle que toi-même tu peux donner. Ainsi nous crions par le nom puissant de Jésus. Amen.
Lord, thank you for this praying French friend, and I pray that you would bless her family, bless her struggles and her stress, and walk alongside, shoulder every burden, And thank you for her heart to love you and pray to you. Lord, be gracious to her. May your face shine upon her, and may you give her deep shalom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Mary. This is Bridget, and I've been listening to your podcast for a long time now, and so many mornings while I'm listening, it speaks directly to me, and the prayer request for sure have been inspiring. So many have similarities to what I've been going through. But as of June 5th, I needed to make this request. Divorced a man 17 years ago that didn't want to be married, but once I filed, he made it clear he would make me lose everything, including my children. I have three boys, Alec, Patrick, and Sam, and he held up his end of the deal. Alec, I haven't spoken to a whole lot in the last 10 years. Patrick has been a good 5-6 years. Sam has stayed with me, but he was very young when we divorced. So I think that helped tremendously. On June 5th of 2021, this year, my son Patrick was killed in a motorcycle accident. And that has been very scarring. Gone through a lot of therapy over the years just to deal with a divorce and a narcissist and trying to help my boys do the best we can through a divorce. To say it's been difficult is an understatement. During the funeral and such, I mean, even their dad's not that evil, and I was allowed to go to the funeral, and I did get to be reacquainted with Alec, my oldest son. But since the funeral, I haven't heard a whole lot from anyone, and just the grieving process of not being able to share past stories or share current events. A lot of people have said, well, just hold on to the last time you talked to him. Well, he turned 25 2 weeks prior to his death, and I had sent a happy birthday to him, and it was rejected. So that was my last interaction that I don't really want to hold on to. Prodigal sons, yes, they all three are. And that's very concerning to me as well, that even though of all three, Patrick was the one that so many times wanted to go back to church with me, and poisoned against that, as well as just being with me in general. So I want to be sure Jesus was there with him. God took him. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. There are so many things that I've heard or read or listened to that line up with the fact that he's there. Even the day after, it's a long story, but I heard very clearly, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most need of thy mercy. And Patrick needed his mercy, and I think he was shown that mercy. But please pray for me and all those that have lost a child in whatever circumstance. Pray for those that have gone through a divorce that, no divorce is good, but it does not have to be so awful. Show respect to your spouse. And if you should have to go through a divorce, show respect. You don't have to like them, but you do have to do what's right by your children. And there is a passage to honor both father and mother. So I thank you for your podcast. I thank you for listening to me today. This too shall pass, right? Back to therapy, though. Apparently there's PTSD and acute trauma associated with grief that I'm currently dealing with. And I hope that it will subside soon. Thank you so much.
Oh, Lord, I lift up Bridget to you, and I thank you for her heart. I thank you for this, just her desire to find you in the midst of her trauma and grief. I lift up all people who are going through difficult divorces, who are in the aftermath of a painful divorce. Father, have mercy on them. Help them to find you in the mess. Help them to know that you're for them, not against them. And Lord, we thank you that you are a God of justice and you see everything, and you're particularly touched by the brokenness of people who have been harmed by others. And so be with Bridget in her grief of being harmed by her past husband. And Lord, of course, we lift up her wrestling with Patrick's death this year. And I can't imagine the grief that that is. I can't. And the fact that her last correspondence didn't end well. But Lord, you are making all things new. And his tears have been wiped. There's no more grief for him. She will be left behind to grieve, but he is dancing. He is set free. And we thank you for that. But Lord, her grief remains. And so be with her as she is triggered and traumatized, and as she walks through therapy and asks questions like why, because that's inevitably a question that we would ask. Hold her, Lord. You promise that you are near to the brokenhearted. You save those who are crushed in spirit. And so I pray for her. And in that same breath, I pray for anyone listening today who's lost a loved one in the past couple years, and just the grief, the heaviness, the thickness of it. And I pray your spirit would be with them. Thank you that when you stood before Lazarus's tomb, you actually did weep, even though you knew the outcome. And so, Lord, grieve alongside us. Help us to know that you are touched by the feelings of our weaknesses, and that you are the great empathetic Savior who knows what it's like. And Father, you know what it's like to lose a son. And so you can come alongside Bridget and just give her the help that she needs, especially when she's broken and empty. Fill her up with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you that in this time of brokenness, that you will be her strength, and that she will be more full of you than ever before because of it. And Lord, that's kind of a difficult thing to pray, but I know that it's true, that your strength often meets us in our weakness. So I pray for that today, and I pray for further reconciliation with our other sons, and I just pray for grace. I pray today would be a day where she takes a deep breath and inhales the love that you have for her, inhales the grace and peace and all the fruits of the Spirit that you want to give to her, and rest in the fact that your Spirit will not leave her nor forsake her. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, Mary. This is Pamela. I am so thankful for you and your Pray Every Day podcast. It is such a blessing to me each day. So uplifting, so encouraging, and just gets my day going. And I am so grateful. And may God richly bless you, your family, your staff. All that you do in him, just shine his light and glow in his light as always, so that others see the reflection of him through you. My prayer request is, I am a certified personal trainer. I'm 62 years of age. I absolutely enjoy it. Just started doing it recently. And now I am getting into studies to be a nutrition coach. And I am asking prayer for God's wisdom and knowledge upon me so that I retain everything I study and see through the courses that I take, that each little quiz and test that I take, that I pass and I am successful in. And most importantly, at the end, that I successfully pass the final exam. So again, I need God's wisdom and knowledge. I cannot do this without him. He had me succeed through the certified personal trainer, and I'm so grateful, and I know this is part of his plan as well. So please, I ask that from you. You're an incredible prayer warrior, and I'm grateful. And I also ask and pray, first and foremost, that I follow the will of God, that I follow Christ's plan in my life. And
that if I do fall or fail, that I repent my sins to Him, confess them to Him. I know He forgives me and He loves me, and that's awesome. So again, I am grateful, prayer warrior, that you and others are praying for me. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I love you, sweet sister. Bye.
Lord, thank you for Pamela. Thank you for her heart for you. Thank you for her desire to repent before you and be clean before you and to have a deep and abiding, trusting relationship of you. I pray that for all of us today, that we would have that same kind of heart of longing to know you and longing to please you. I pray for her as she takes this exam. I pray for favor, and I pray there would be peace as she takes it. And thank you for her desire to just better herself in this particular realm in nutrition and life coaching and health coaching and training and personal training and all of that. Lord, I pray that as you bring people to her, that they would see you in her, that this personal training would be an avenue to share your love with many. Lord, extend the boundaries of her ministry, I pray, and help her to see every day that she receives to do her work as a gift. I pray that she would do her work heartily as for you rather than for men. It is you are the one that gives us the reward of the inheritance according to Colossians 3, 23 and 24. So I just thank you and pray that over her today. And thank you for her kindness and her kind words and how encouraging those words were to me today. Thank you for loving her and leading her and giving her success. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to me, and thank you for the privilege of being able to pray for you.